Here's the story of an injured veteran who says he's in limbo because of the Walter Reed Army Medical Center. He was never a patient at that Washington hospital, which has been much criticized lately, but he says the hospital is holding up paperwork that prevents him from getting care. His long wait is not unusual, and we have a report from Fred Tice of member station WBUR.
Just like that.
Just like that?
Yeah, because I lifted myself up like this the other day. It's hard. Yeah.
Just before Thanksgiving, Sergeant like Chase Jean was learning how to get back into his wheelchair from the floor.
Yeah. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm just going to get on the move this way.
One,
two, three.
He sat on a step like the ones you see in aerobics classes and, just using his arms, pushed himself up into the chair. Chase Jean was paralyzed from the waist down in the mountains of Afghanistan near the border with Pakistan. Just as the sun went down, his patrol was shot at from three different sides.
I was the first one to get shot. I got shot in the back and it hit my spine. And immediately my legs went numb.
When Sergeant Jean's rehab at a Boston VA hospital was over, he was only able to go home because his advocate at Paralyzed Veterans of America took out his own credit card to pay for the $6,000 hotel bill Jean had incurred so his fiancée could be near him through rehab. 4 months after his release from the hospital, the couple are living in Colorado. He wants to start rehabilitation at a civilian hospital that specializes in spinal cord injuries. He believes that the VA will pay for the rehab, but the VA can't pay for anything until he gets his discharge papers from the Army. The holdup is at Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington.
They're the ones that aren't getting my paperwork done. Like, they're the ones that keep screwing everything up and can't do anything right the first time.
The Army would not talk about Chase Jean, citing his privacy. But an Army spokesman says it takes time to make sure that a soldier is permanently disabled. Jean doesn't understand why it's so hard for Walter Reed to figure out that he is permanently disabled.
Obviously, I'm not going to go back in the Army and go back to Afghanistan unless they put machine guns on the side of my wheelchair.
Jean's Army paychecks are about $1,800 a month. He may be eligible to receive an additional $4,200 a month in tax-free VA disability benefits. Democratic Senator Edward Kennedy of Massachusetts brought up Jean's plight at a hearing on Capitol Hill, accusing Walter Reed of losing track of him and leaving him in what the senator called a troubling gray area.
And this is the situation that is repeated, where people are being left out and effectively dropped.
Jean is clearly frustrated and just wants to get on with his life.
I just want some kind of physical therapy, something. I don't need to be not doing nothing. I'm 26 years old.
And, he says, the bullet did not sever his spinal cord, so he still has hope that someday he can regain some use of his legs. Jean has nothing but praise for the medical care he's received, both at Walter Reed and at the VA hospital in Boston. His frustration is with the Army's unexplained delay in letting him go so that he can try to rebuild his body and his life. For NPR News, I'm Fred Tice.